eating breakfast to help Michigan farmers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. So what would you think about opening up your house to 120 people every week, letting them just come in with their shoes on, sit anywhere they wanted, and, oh, by the way, they're going to be expecting a full breakfast? This is what happens at Jeff McCabe and Lisa Gottlieb's house in Ann Arbor. From 6:30 to 10 a.m. every Friday, their house is transformed. It feels kind of weird. You walk in and you know you're in someone's home, but suddenly it feels like you're in a little diner.
We call it a breakfast salon because we're not a restaurant. We're making food for family and friends and people who are interested in supporting the local food economy and who want to come and have a good time on Friday morning before they go to work.
The idea is it's locally grown food, cooked for you by local chefs, with all the proceeds going to support Michigan farmers. Selma Cafe is on Ann Arbor's west side. You can't miss it. Their whole front yard is a giant garden with onions and sweet potatoes and beets. And in case you're thinking it's just toast and eggs, here's my server, Amy Moss.
We have braised pork. It's going to be with a polenta Napoleon, so kind of a layered dish with rhubarb chutney, topped with a poached egg. And then we also have a strawberry bread pudding.
Okay, Rachel, we got an order up here for Amy. We got two roulettes.
There's a hunk of prosciutto on the counter and a guy with a little blowtorch caramelizing the top of the bread pudding. Claire Rice is here for breakfast, and she sometimes also volunteers to wait tables.
I mean, the food is fabulous. If the food was crap, no one would ever come back.
When you're done, you pay for your meal by putting a donation into one of the jars on your table. You know how in the winter, local fruits and vegetables just don't exactly happen in Michigan? Well, with the money from the jars, Jeff and Lisa are trying to change that.
We got a little crazy and decided to just start doing something regularly that we could do to try to change the food system here, create more four-season farming.
Lisa and Jeff have raised $90,000 so far. A third of the money goes to buy the food from local farmers for the breakfasts, and the rest goes to build hoop houses. These are lightweight greenhouses that allow a farmer to grow food year-round. And these hoop houses don't have to be on farms. A couple have even been built in downtown Detroit. Kate Devlin is the master gardener at the Spirit of Hope Church. Most of the food she grows goes to the church's food pantry. She's hoping her new hoop house will help get more fresh food to people in Detroit.
There's no major grocery chains in Detroit anymore. And even when there were, they were spread out far enough that some people just couldn't get to them because of lack of transportation. I know this sounds silly or crazy, but in the Motor City, like 40% of the people do not have cars.
Devlin built her hoop house with a loan from the money raised at Selma Cafe. Her hoop house, like all the others, was built in one day by volunteers recruited at the cafe. And some of the food grown in the hoop houses comes back to the cafe. You might see greens on your plate in February. Lisa and Jeff are both pretty unfazed by the hundreds of diners who come into their house every week.
It does open up its unique challenges of where does public and private begin and end. So people kind of wander in at any time of day at different times and say, is this the place or something? But in general, I think, it's been a really nice fit.
And they say they're happy to have even more people come over for breakfast. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.